everyone. This is Brother Metter, and I greet you. The precious holy name of Jesus, and I pray you're doing well. And I want to go into the first epistle of John, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to read the third and fourth verse. May go a little bit further, just depends. Starting with verse 3 in 1 John, the fourth chapter, third verse. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So what I want to ask you this morning is, how did you wake up? What were your thoughts and what was your mindset when you woke out of your sleep and got up and began to move around this morning? Was your mind scattered? Was it in fear? Was it in doubt? Was it in unbelief? Or was it centered on a positive, victorious, strengthening, overcoming Word of God? You know, people run around quoting scriptures, but the thing is, do you believe these scriptures? Do you believe the Word of God and what it says? And just what I read there in 1 John 4 and 4, it says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But the thing is, do you believe that? Do you believe that the working and the indwelling of the Christ or the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, whatever you want to call it, do you believe that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? Or are you just quoting scripture? You know, I get so tickled at people and some of these quotes they come up with, and I used to listen to people, and one that really got me was, I'm too blessed to be stressed, or I'm too anointed to be disappointed. But yet every time you see some of these people, they're fighting battles, they're dragging, their countenance is down, their spirit's down. Just having good sayings and good quotes doesn't give you victory. But having the indwelling of the Spirit of Christ that you have nurtured and fed and brought forth in your life makes a difference in your walk with God. And the power of death and life, they are in the tongue. But see, it's how you look at things. It's your attitude. It's your belief. It's your understanding of the Word of God and the Holy Ghost and what it will do, because it's in you and works through you. The Bible talks about asking and believing. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Sometimes it's what I say to people. Do you believe that scripture? Where I think it was Paul that said, he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Do you have that faith in God? Do you have that relationship in prayer? And this is where so many people are getting defeated. They're losing out with their relationship with God because they will not take time to pray. Some of you grew up under parents, you grew up under preachers where you got convinced that you had to pray hours and hours and hours at a time. You don't start out with that kind of prayer relationship. And it takes years to grow into that kind of a walk with God, unless God just drops a spirit of prayer on you. So, discipline yourself to take time to pray every day. Discipline yourself. You discipline yourself to do other things. Whether you realize it or not, if you work a job and you've got integrity, you discipline yourself to get to that job when you're supposed to be there. You discipline yourself to do what your boss asks you to do. And if you've got pride and integrity and you care about doing what's right, then you discipline yourself to do that job to the best of your ability. All these things are disciplines. All these things are things you apply to your life. Well, what you need to do is discipline yourself to pray. Don't put a time limit on your prayer. Just get in prayer. Just start talking to the Lord. Relate to Him. Relate what you're dealing with. Relate your fears. Relate your anxiety, your unbelief. Tell Him what you're dealing with. Tell Him what you're going through. And then believe Him to give you the strength and the wisdom and the understanding to walk it out. So you need to wake up with faith in your heart. You need to wake up with strength in your spirit, and you need to wake up believing that our God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Condition yourself to walk with God. Condition yourself to have a positive attitude. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And if everything that's coming out of your mouth is doubt and unbelief, it's because it's what's in your heart. Get faith in God in your heart. Get a relationship. Get strength. Get confidence. Get understanding. And it'll change your life. Praying for you, believing God to change things for you. And I pray you have a blessed day. But I believe with all of my heart that if you'll walk with God, He'll walk with you. God bless you till our next session.